You know, we've talked about ways in which you can check your data conversion by using things like checksums, the addition of all of the numbers in a column, and by using other calculations that are performed on the data that you want to import into Bento. But there's a whole variety of other ways in which you can make certain that your data is correct. And here are some of them. They may seem very low-tech, but the goal is not to be high-tech. The goal is to have good data in Bento, and that's particularly important when you are importing the data. Because when you are entering data yourself, you can at least preserve the illusion that you are very careful. And when you're importing data that someone else may have typed in, perhaps they're less careful, but it's a matter of degree. One of the things to do is to look at the data and understand it, and I come back to this all the time, whether I'm working with Bento, with FileMaker, or with other database products. What you have to do is you have to understand the data, because until you understand the data, you can't catch errors in it. So, for example, if you know that you are dealing with products that are shipped in the mail, and one of these products weighs 342 pounds. And if you know that these products are individual handkerchiefs, you know that that's an impossible number. Just reasonability checks are critically important. And that's one of the great things about Bento, is that just about everyone who designs a Bento library can perform this reasonability check. Just about everyone who does a data import can perform a reasonability check. And why is that? It's quite simple. Bento is designed for real people, for end users, so that the person who is doing the data import is, in fact, the person who created the library and the person who's going to use it. So that person, that's you, is very likely to be able to say, this data is reasonable, this isn't reasonable. So that's right away, somewhere where Bento's very design has made it more reliable than major large-scale databases, where it may be that the person doing the layout of a design, a form, may not be the person who knows the data the best. And those are the situations in which you get things such as data entry fields that are the wrong size or the wrong type. Now, when we talk about types of data entry fields, types of the fields in your library, there's another point that I've brought up before and I will stress again and again, which is that you should use the most restrictive data type you can. If you start with a text field, and that's how all fields by default start out unless you change to another type of field, with the text fields, you can enter numbers into those text fields. And Bento can make whatever choices are necessary so that if you use that field in a calculation, the numbers that are in it are converted to numeric values. So it does all of this behind the scenes for you. What it will not do is allow you to use numeric formatting on a text field. It may be that what's inside that text field is a number. You can see that it's a number. It can be calculated as a number, but Bento will not let you format it as a number. It will not let you format a date, a perfectly valid date, using the date formatting functions if you've put it into a text field. You must use the accurate field type. It does a lot of validation for you, because what you'll see right away is, first of all, you may be prevented from entering data into a field if it's the wrong type. If you want to type in the word dog into a field that is supposed to have dates in it, you're probably going to come up with problems. So what you want to do is use the most restrictive field type so it accurately displays the data and so that it catches data entry errors right at the beginning. And if it doesn't catch the data entry errors, nevertheless, if you use strict formatting so things should look a certain way, then you will be able to see, as soon as you tab out of the field, you'll be able to see what's wrong and that this doesn't look the way it should. You don't have to really know the meaning of the field. You just know it doesn't look right, and then you can start exploring to see what the problem is.